Mars Corrales will present the new opera Miracle in Bethlehem for its annual Welcome Yule concert on December 7th and December 8th at the Overlook Methodist Church in Woodstock. The opera is composed by artistic director Barbara Pickhart with lyrics by Joanna Hall. The two-act opera features 40 choir members, 13 soloists, and an instrumental ensemble that includes piano, cello, violin, horns, and flutes, and as one might guess from the title, tells the story of the Nativity. Joanna Hall's songwriting career began in 1970. Her songs have been recorded by Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor, the Doobie Brothers, and many others. She joins us now to talk about Miracle in Bethlehem. Joanna Hall, it's always a pleasure to have you before our microphones. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you, Joe.
Well, thank you. This is such a neat idea. This has been in the works for how long?
Actually, 13 years. All told.
Well, what took you so long?
Well, the original piece was called Mary in the Garden, and it was a commission from the St. Gregory's Church in Woodstock for something called the Woodstock Cycle, which was established by Gail Godwin, the novelist, mm-hmm. and her husband Robert Starrer, who was a classical composer.
Right.
And they commissioned composers to set Bible stories and characters in musical settings. So Barbara asked me on New Year's Eve 1999 if I would write libretto for a piece that she wanted to do of the Annunciation and the Magnificat. And I immediately said, of course. And we called it Mary in the Garden. And it was a 15-minute piece. And then we decided, let's do the whole story of the birth. So we spent a few years. And in 2003, Ars Corrales did a half-hour piece called Miracle in Bethlehem. At that time, it was obvious to us what was missing, what was wrong, what needed to be rewritten,
right.
expanded. So for 10 years, we've been doing the rewrite. And now it's probably a two-hour piece, and it covers the entire story of the birth of Christ. And I think maybe because Barbara and I are both mothers, it's more slanted to the mother's story, in a sense. Mm. Although we've followed the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, and everything that's in there is in the opera, but we've also invented new characters. For example, why was there no room at the inn?
Mm.
Because of the census and the tax collection that happened at the time. So who turned them away? Well, there had to be an innkeeper. So we created the innkeeper and his wife, who's the one who says, but my dear, we can't turn them away. She's having a baby.
Mm.
And she's the reason they go to the stable. We also created a trio of shepherds who are pivotal in the story. Meet Mary and Joseph when they're on the road to Bethlehem and go to Bethlehem to see Jesus. And we did some really wonderful scenes with Herod and the three kings. And researching Herod, it turns out that he was a really bad dude.
Yeah.
He killed his own family.
Yeah. That was the rap on him, I think.
And so Herod has some wonderful scenes. And the three kings, I imagined as astronomers,
yeah.
astrologers, which was the same thing at the time.
Was it always the intent to do this in an operatic fashion?
Yes. Barbara is a classical composer. And although we do laughingly call it a popera, because the melodies are very accessible, very pop, but it's written in an aria recitative opera style. But I could actually see it on Broadway.
So is that, let's get to that in a second, but is that new to you, or is that a very comfortable style?
It's new to me.
Yeah.
I know I'm a pop songwriter.
Right.
And, but.
So is popera, is that a stretch, or does it fit in quite nicely with how you of how you work?
It fits in quite nicely, actually, because I love storytelling. And it's an opportunity to tell a story in a long form, which one doesn't have in writing songs for, you know, for pop records. They're individual songs. Mm. But to have a thread of a story was very exciting for me. My father was a drama critic in Washington and Philadelphia, so I grew up going to the theater with him and knowing all the words to all the standard Broadway shows.
Right.
I know all the words for Pirate Jenny, you know, and so I've always had an ambition to write a Broadway musical, and this kind of fits with that.
Because of its scope and because of the...
It's a story. Yeah. It's a story that's well-loved and well-known, but what Barbara and I tried to do was discover the humanity behind the familiar characters and make them real, and to create these other characters that are important in the story.
How conscious was it a decision to make that opera? You were joking and saying popera, but to make it accessible, to make opera more accessible?
Oh, good question.
I mean, does just happen naturally through the process and because of the story?
I think so. And because of who Barbara and I are.
From your backgrounds.
We wanted to tell the story in a way that people could relate to it.
Yeah.
And I suppose you could say we're putting Christ back in Christmas. You know, I mean, we all love presents and trees and lights and, you know, and all the rest of it. But Christmas actually has another meaning.
Right.
And we were trying to bring that to light and to talk about things that are still relevant today about our lives, about the meaning of mm-hmm. of being a human being and being, you know, we decided to end it with the flight to Egypt, which is not where Christmas stories usually end, because it speaks to the dangers that always exist for people on this planet.
And it also, I mean, you have that sort of that dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Of what comes next.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And still getting that message of peace and belief.
Yes.
And when you... I'm interested in have you gotten any? You're going to be doing this on the 7th and 8th at the Overlook Methodist Church in Woodstock. So have you been before an audience yet for the full?
No, oh no, this is the premiere.
So that'll be fun.
It's scary. It's monumental.
Yeah.
But we have very good singers, wonderful instrumentalists. But it's just a lot to bring together with not a lot of rehearsal.
We talk a lot, and we just have about a minute or two left, but we talk a lot about playwrights working with actors and up-and-coming productions. So I would think for the singers, it must be very nice to have you there.
Yes. So they say.
Yes. Because it gives them a sense of where they're going and what they want and what your intent was.
Right. I can say... As the writer, this is how I'd like you to read this line, because there is some dialogue in it. Very little, but... it's nice after laboring in, not secret, but alone for so many years, to have this group hearing the music and loving it is very satisfying. And so bringing it before an audience will be a culmination.
Ars Corralis presents Miracle in Bethlehem Miracle in Bethlehem, excuse me, for its annual Welcome Yule concert on December 7th at 7 p.m. and December 8th at 4 p.m. at the Overlook Methodist Church in Woodstock. We have all the information on our website. If you want to find out more, just go to wamc.org/roundtable, and we have all the information there about Ars Crialis and Miracle in Bethlehem. Again, it's Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th at 7 and 4, and wamc.org for more information. Joanna Hall, it's always a wonderful pleasure to have you here. I hope you have a delightful holiday season, and best of luck with this beautiful work.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.